Heavenly Father, I thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you know every part of us and you love every part of us, and that you have blessed us with so much. And I pray that as I speak, you will use my words to speak to us all. Amen. Well, we are in the middle of our series on unlikely heroes today, but we're taking a step out from that as it's our Stewardship Sunday, a day when we consider how we steward or use our resources, all that we have been given by God. But actually, it's possible to do both themes today, because I want to start by telling you a story about a lady I'm going to call Jane. And when I was a primary school teacher, Jane was a teaching assistant in one of the schools I was working in. And she was really quiet, so not many people got to know her. And she just got on with her job. But I had the privilege of working with her most days, and over time I did get to know her. She was a Christian, so we began in our conversations to talk about God and to pray for the school. Now, I went through a really rough time at that school, but Jane was always there to listen when I'd had a bit of a difficult day, there to pray with me and encourage me. She used her time and her talents to serve and bless that school and me, even though a lot of what she did went completely unnoticed by most people. She used what she had to bless me, and as a result, she became an unlikely hero to me, a solid point in a storm of challenge, a reminder that God was with me in that place. Now, stewardship is the way that we look after things. And as Christians, we are called to be stewards of everything that belongs to God. Right back in the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, we are called to steward the world around us, the plants and the animals. We have to use what we have been given wisely. And there is lots of teaching in the Bible about stewardship. We're called to take care of the weak, the poor, the vulnerable. The orphan and the widow is a phrase often used in the Old Testament particularly. And we are called to be generous. The New Testament in particular is full of teaching about the importance of being generous, particularly with our money. For this Stewardship Day, we're looking at this passage from 1 Corinthians, which is a letter from Paul to the church in Corinth. It's the first of two, although he may have written more. And it is absolutely packed full of info, which I can't possibly unpack today. So I'm not going to try. We're just going to focus on a few things. I want to start on a verse which actually we didn't have in the reading. It comes a little bit later in the chapter, but it's part of the same bit of teaching. And it sums it up. And Paul says this in verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So I kind of want to just talk about two things today. Firstly, that we are the body of Christ. And secondly, that each one of us is a part of it. So firstly, we are the body of Christ. In the passage that we did read, Paul says this in verses 12 to 13. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. When you look around our church, or pretty much any church, I was visiting two churches while I was on placement, you will notice that, surprise, surprise, we're not all the same. We're different ages. We're at different stages in life. We come from different cultural backgrounds. Some of us come from different countries. We have different values, and yes, we have different beliefs about God. We're at different stages of our growth to maturity in faith. Yet we are one. Those of us who are baptized, we say in the service of baptism, we are baptized into one body. When we share communion, we often say, though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. And we have all received the same Holy Spirit from God, as Paul points out in this chapter. Now, the body of Christ can be seen as individual churches, as small as the individual church and as large as the worldwide body of Christ, every professing Christian around the world. And as the body of Christ in this church, we move and work together to see God's kingdom come and God's will be done, both inside in our church and in our parish, the geographical area which stretches from the BRI along Stokes Crofton up to Redland and parts of Cotton. It's a big parish, and that's all part of where we are called to serve as the body of Christ here. So, we are one body of Christ. Now, you are the body of Christ, Paul says, and each one of you is a part of it. So the second part of that sentence is, we are all a part of it. And there are kind of two things to think about here. Firstly, we are all unique and all different, but we are part of the same body, and we all have parts to play. If you just wiggle your fingers and your toes, maybe move your arms, turn your ankles, blink a couple of times, sniff. Our bodies are wonderful, but they're different. And each one has a unique part to play. And when parts of our bodies don't work so well, we really notice it. We feel the loss in our bodies of, you know, as I begin to get older, I notice that I can't do what I could do when I was 20. And I feel that loss in my body. I'm sure there are people here who probably identify with that. So, but Paul says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, the same God is at work. Paul is keen to emphasise that this difference is not an opportunity to envy others or elevate some people over others. He uses this analogy of the body to show how we are all different but dependent on one another. We need each other. In verses 14 to 20, Paul says, even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. So God has given all of us individual skills, gifts, and talents. Verses 7 to 11 talk specifically about spiritual gifts, but we also have gifts that we were naturally born with, gifts that we have learned and studied and learnt how to do. And as Christians, we know that all we have belongs to God and we are called to steward it. So our gifts, our resources, our car, our house, our possessions, our money, our energy, our time, it all belongs to God, not us. If we are following Christ, everything we have is God's, not ours. And we all need to ask God how God wants us to use, to look after, to steward what we have been given. So we are the body of Christ. Each one of us is a part of it. We are all different, but we have all been called to steward what we have been given. So how are you using what God has given you? And like Jane, are you using your gifts well in your place of work, at home, in the church? This is where I go a little bit in-house, so my apologies if you're visiting, but this question is for all of us. But for those of us who are part of St. Matthew's Church and regular here, once a year at St. Matthew's, we ask people to take a fresh look at this, in particular in the context of the church. And you will be receiving a pack today. You can pick one up on the way out, and everybody who's on our mailing list will be emailed one today as well. And we are encouraging you through this pack to prayerfully consider about whether you could maybe start giving financially or regularly if you do one-off giving, or increase your financial giving if that's what God is calling you to do. But we're not just focusing on the money, because we recognise that, you know, that's not what the body of Christ is. It's not just about the money that you give. It's about who you are and what you have. So we also want you to think about your time and talents, your natural gifts and your spiritual gifts, and whether there's a way that God might be calling you to start giving or to give in a different way to the church. And that's particularly as we go into this time of change. Our hall is becoming more available from September. How does God want us to use our building? And Ian is stepping down, and yes, I'm becoming curate in charge, but I'm not a one-person band, and I would love to see us all kind of exploring what has God placed in our hearts for this church. So again, my apologies for those who are new or visiting in the church. Please don't feel under any pressure, and I don't want anyone to feel under any pressure to start giving, to give more, to say yes, they'll do something. I recognise lots of us already give a lot to this church. That this is just an opportunity for us to prayerfully consider whether we're part of this church or not. We are a part of the body of Christ. We all have different gifts and things that we've been given to steward. And how have each of us, wherever we are placed, in whatever situation we have, whatever we own or have, how are we called by God to steward what we have been given? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you that you have made us rich in you. We are blessed with so many blessings. And this, not only physical, but Lord, we are spiritually rich. And you have given us so much, and you always have an abundance of more. And you ask us to be wise stewards of all that you have given us to take care of. And I pray that you will just show each of us whether there's something more we can be doing or whether there's something less we should be doing. Maybe it's time to stop something or start something. I just ask that you will speak to all of us about what your will is for each individually one of us, so that we can all be where you want us to be in the body of Christ. Amen.